Tram Time. The pros and cons of investing in trams. How do you get around the city? By train? By car? By bike? Trams are becoming more and more popular. But are they worth the investment? Yes, or so it seems. For a start, they're extremely efficient. Trams can transport up to 250 people at a time, compared to a maximum of 120 on a bus. There are multiple doors for people to get on and get off, so the trams don't have to stop for long. And there are ticket machines on the platform, so people can buy tickets quickly and easily before getting on the tram. Trams are more flexible than trains because they stop more often. And they're more reliable than the bus because there's a dedicated track so they don't get caught up in traffic. Finally, low-level boarding at every stop makes it easier for the disabled to get on or off. Trams can also help reduce traffic problems. Studies have shown that where tram lines are installed, road traffic decreases by up to 20% during the week, and about 50% at the weekend. And they're economical too. A kilometre of tram line generally costs only a third of the investment for a kilometre of underground subway line, as no boring is needed. Trams are also good for the environment. As trams run on electricity, there aren't any emissions at the point of travel. Trams can even help the local economy. Trams encourage people to travel to the city centre, which is great for business. For example, Dublin saw a rise of about 30% in pedestrians on Grafton Street, the city's main shopping street, after trams were introduced. This, in turn, led to an increase in trade of about 25%. Residential properties benefit too. House prices beside tram routes can increase by as much as 15%, and rental properties by 7%. Studies have also shown that people like trams. Tram stops are easily visible and accessible, unlike subway stations with numerous escalators and stairways to go down. The view from the tram is more interesting as it goes over ground and through the city, unlike train or underground systems. And users feel more confident about the service as they can see the tracks and know where the routes are. Of course, not everyone likes trams. Tram lines need road space, which means that there's less room for cars. But if there are fewer cars in the city centre, there will be less pollution, which is no bad thing. What do you think? Would you like to live in a city with trams? If your city doesn't have a tram network, maybe you should tell your mayor to get one.